Our next guest is Nick Angotti, co-founder of the Peace on Earth Film Festival. And it starts March 10th and runs through March 12th at the Music Box here in Chicago.
That's right. Yeah,
thanks for coming in, Nick.
Good to be here. Thank you.
What a great, this is the ninth annual.
We started in 2008 at the Biograph Theater. We started 2008. We skipped 2010 because we went into a, did a shift into a nonprofit during 2009.
I mean, is there any better time for something like this? It's a very timely time for a film festival.
Timely time for a Peace on Earth film festival.
Tell the listeners what it's about and how it started and really what it means.
Well, I mean, I got into the peace movement not long after I got out of the Marine Corps, and it was when Kent State hit, and when everything else hit the fan.
1970.
Yep, that's when I along with a few friends helped to mobilize a shutdown of the college I was at, and
that was in Wisconsin.
University of Wisconsin Parkside. We shut it down, and along with campuses all around the country. You know, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I've been in the peace movement for a long time. To really give you a quick brief of myself, I became an actor in 1972, went to New York, ultimately out in L.A., and still doing, you know, whatever it may be, you know, Reagan's nukes, anti-nukes, whatever it may have been, we got involved, including our own strikes. And so I was always in the peace movement, and I studied for about 7 years, became a minister, moved here to Chicago.
From where?
From California, from Los Angeles. Okay. I was trying to bring people into the ministry, so we were showing films. Wasn't working. And one of our board members said, you know, as long you've been in the peace movement forever, why don't we show a film on peace? Maybe we can find a documentary on it. I said, well, if we're going to do that, what do you say we start a film festival? We announced it that Sunday. Within a week, one of our members brought us together with her daughter's boyfriend, who was a filmmaker. That's Brad Lamar, his partner Clayton Monacle. The three of us became the original founders, and then Melissa Pacelli, who was on our board as we moved into a nonprofit, she became part of the founding of the festival.
Let me walk back a little bit. You said you were in the Marines. How does someone from the Marines get involved in the peace movement?
I was fortunate not to have to go to Vietnam, but I was supposed to go. And most of the Marines who are still alive from that era began the Vets Against the War at the time. And it was interesting because I didn't join because I had a little bit of shame because I didn't go to Vietnam. I was in support battalion, so I was kind of ashamed to be part of it. But yet I was recruiting guys. You know, you've been there.
Wow.
You know that you can't win this war. If you really want to save our guys, bring them home. And I did it based on that because that's what we were about. You know, you don't leave your guys behind, or gals too, but you don't leave them behind. So if you want to bring them home, if you want to save them, join Vets for Peace. And a bunch of guys did it. They did it. And it wasn't until 3 years ago that I finally officially got involved here with Vets for Peace. But I keep that separate from my life as a director of the festival, because the festival is really, it's the films. The films and the filmmakers and the principals in the films, it's their activism. It's not ours. And each one of us has our own opinions about whatever, but the festival itself, let the filmmakers be the activists.
I want to get into the specifics of the festival in a minute, but I also want to ask you about what you're seeing in terms of organization and protests in the streets today as opposed to what you saw in 1969, 1970, 1979. Is there anything different in the spirit and the feel of the streets?
Well, My son-in-law had asked me about this because he said, this is a good thing Trump got elected. I said, why? He said, because people are going to go crazy now and they're going to want change. And I said, oh, you're right. I said, I remember back in the 60s, 70s, there were so many different movements. You know, there was the gay movement. There was women's lib. There was the end the war. You name it, we had it. And even though not everyone agreed with everyone else about the specifics, that force is what caused the war to come to an end. That force is what caused civil rights legislation. That force caused so much change, much yet to be done, but it created so much change. And I see that happening now. And I heard it tonight. I was watching a recap of Trump's first 30 days, I guess it was. And it was very interesting because they said, you know, people are upset about this, they're upset about that, they're upset about this, but when it's really about them, now it's about Obamacare. It's really about them. So now we're really got a movement going.
Now, to make it a little bit more specific, how does that energy and how does that spirit inform the arts and inform the films and stuff?
Well, the thing with film is that, and even like even with a book, is that it usually takes a while to develop it. So we're probably not going to see any film specific to what's going on now for at least a year. I have to admit, a few years ago we had a film about Prop 8 that was going on in Los Angeles, and we got it quick. We got it within 8 to 9 months of it happening. So who knows? But you know, our submissions end, and then we don't start again until June. So I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a number of films on that coming up.
Now let's talk about what people can see and how do you pick the films? You want to talk about opening night with Weeds? Just let's get some specific films.
We only want submissions because one of our aims is to encourage filmmakers to stay in the genre of peace. Once you start shopping, like 95% of the festivals out there, because you have to build an audience, you pick this film, you pick that film, you go to Montreal, see what they did right, you go here and there to see what others did right, and then you shop it, you call distributors because you're building a package. We don't build a package. We look at films. If it's a great story and cinematographically palatable, we want it. Now, Weeds, ironically... Weeds is one of my favorite films.
1987.
Right. And then I met John D. Hancock in 2009, and he became part of our board.
And tell us who John D. Hancock is.
Yeah, John D. Hancock is not only the director of Weeds, but he also directed Bang the Drum Slowly with Robert De Niro. Some people, one of the best Christmas films around is Prancer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And John's been in the industry forever, lives in LaPorte, Indiana with his wife Dorothy Tristan, and also is a teacher over at Columbia. So when we got Beyond the Wall is another film for that evening, and a film called The Gathering, which deals with former exonerees who come together once a year and share and support each other, because they're the only ones that understand each other. So that film is called The Gathering, and that'll be on Saturday. But the film Beyond the Wall is also about what happens when an incarcerant or a former inmate is now back home. Nobody trains him or her. What happens? So interestingly enough, Weeds, Nick Nolte's character, uh-huh, is struggling when he gets out of prison. He tried to commit suicide while in prison many times. A theatrical troupe comes in.
Right.
He falls in love with that idea of acting, and he starts writing about his own stories and creates a troupe within San Quentin. He finally gets out and wants to recreate this troupe, which he does. And so he's got this dream to make it to Broadway. Never happens. Now, that's narrative. That's fiction. But it's based on truth.
Yeah, right.
But when we get to Beyond the Wall, and that's why I put them together.
That's a great double bill.
The audience gets it. They really get smacked with it. And what's beautiful about Beyond the Wall is not only the struggle of six former inmates, and they follow them for 4 years, but it's got its rises and falls that would equate to any narrative you want to see. I mean, Jenny Phillips did a fabulous job with this film. That's the director, Jenny Phillips.
And you're going to have Q&As that night, opening night. Tell us all who will be there.
Well, the first Q&A will be with Weeds, and John D. Hancock will be there, his co-writer, Dorothy Tristan will be there, and Rita Taggart, who was the co-star of Weeds, will be there as well. Then we'll take a break, and about 9:30 we'll bring in Beyond the Wall, and Jenny Phillips, co-director of that film, will be there with Luis Diaz, who was a former inmate and made a decision just after his trial. He made a decision, I'm going to make my life better. And he became a social worker and is helping guys.
Oh, that's great.
When they come out now.
I know a little bit about some of that. I mean, I know an artist friend who was in Joliet, and it was the transition to get out was so bad, he ended up back in. You know, it's really, really hard to readjust.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. I want to talk about student films, too, after this.
Excellent.
On Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We're back with Nick Angotti, co-founder of the Peace on Earth Film Festival that begins March 10th and runs through March 12th at the Music Box. Nick, how do you define peace?
I define peace as anything that causes the individual's life to be disrupted, or the absence of peace is anything that that causes the individual's life to be disrupted. It could be. You know, it could be disruption in the home. It could be mental health. It could be war. It could be what's going on now, not knowing what's going to happen at any point in our life. You know, right now, I can't imagine anyone is at peace, including the administration in the White House.
Yeah, that was my follow-up question, is what are the roles of compassion and understanding in shaping peace?
That's what it's about. And, you know, we take short films out to schools, and we introduce kids to short films. And our purpose, if we're gonna help quell the violence in Chicago, we need to teach compassion and tolerance and understanding. And we also have a program at the festival, Student Voices for Peace,
right,
where we bring in students from all over the city. We have 274, not including chaperones, coming to the Cultural Center on Thursday morning for our Student Voices.
Yeah, I want to plug that. An all-free program for Chicago school students, Chicago Cultural Center's Claudia Cassidy Theater, second floor north, on Thursday, March 9th, 2017. That's great. And what time does that start?
Well, it's going to officially start at 9 o'clock. We didn't have that many applicants for high school, so we moved them all, two high schools and five middle schools together in the morning.
And how can people find out more about the festival and get a complete list of films and all that jazz?
Well, you can go to the Music Box to events, or you can go to our to poeff.org, which is our website. And by the way, if people are looking for free passes and you're listening to Dave's show tonight,
it's so exciting.
you can send an email to wgndave@poeff.org. And the first three people who write in will get a pass, single pass for the entire festival. And then the next 25 that write in, we'll get two free tickets to opening night, or I'm assuming we're going to be talking soon about an undeniable voice.
That's right. How'd you know that? That's where we're going to do it.
I know. And so you can also choose to whether you want two tickets for opening night or whether you want two tickets for the Sunday short package 5. With undeniable voice.
Yeah, we were talking during the break. I really want to talk. I mean, there's a lot of great films in this, but I wanted to single out Undeniable Voice because, again, issues like this are in the air. So tell us about this, and tell us about Sam Harris.
Well, to preface, we didn't choose this film after the administration decided not to acknowledge Jews during the Holocaust, but it certainly does fit because everything's in the ethers, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Undeniable Voice with Sam Harris. Many of you out there listening know Sam Harris. He was reported to be one of the youngest children to be freed from the concentration camps And he migrated here to Chicago, got his education here, and has been instrumental in many profound ways, including helping to move the Skokie Holocaust Museum into a much larger venue. And so this is his story. And it's also, he's in interview during this film with Sharon Stone, philanthropist. We know her as actress, but she is definitely a philanthropist and someone who is promoting just wonderful ideas in the world.
And that's 11:30, I'm looking here, 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, March 12th?
Yes. And if you're a fan of Jewish culture, as I am, you're also going to love the film that that precedes it, called The Little Dictator, which comes out of the Mele School of Television and Media in Israel, and it's about a shlub. Yeah. He's really but he's a professor I guess you call it professor of tyranny. He teaches about Hitler and teaches all the great dictators of the world. He ends up going to his mother-in-law without giving it away. He goes to his in-laws. I won't give it away.
Okay. Got a minute, and this
it's
can't
hysterical.
You cannot answer this question in a minute, but I'm going to get out of the way and try to let you. What's going to happen to funding for films like this under this administration? It's going to be a challenge.
Well,
to get independent
it's a challenge.
Work done.
I mean, first of all, writing grants is a challenge because, I mean, there's wonderful foundations out there, but writing grants is a challenge. But I have friends who I discovered had given a substantial amount of money to this campaign, and we're at the inaugural. They gave $10,000 for us. They didn't want to give to the festival, but they gave money because they want to help the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't know whether my good friend since 10 years old will help us again next year based on the fabric of things.
Thank you. This was a great segment. Thanks, Nick Angotti, co-founder of the Peace on Earth Film Festival, runs March 10th through 12th at the Music Box. Shoot out the website one more time.
POEFF.org.